Hello, Lion fans, and welcome to another edition of the Lions Den podcast. Adam Williams here, and joining me today are members of our acrobatics and tumbling team, head coach Shelby Armstrong, Victoria Chambers, and Alexis McPherson. Guys, how you doing today?
We're doing good. Just preparing for our meet tomorrow night.
Say, we're going to talk about the upcoming tri meet, the program's first ever. But before we get to that, I'd like to kind of go back to the beginning of the season. And coach, we talked in the fall, kind of preparing for the season, and we've had a lot of people talk about that episode. A lot of people have said, great guest, it was a full of energy, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that translates into what we've seen thus far in the first three home meets. A lot of people in the gym, a lot of energy, a lot of excitement. But I want to get the athletes' perspectives. Victoria and Alexis, if you guys want to kind of chip in, give me kind of a rundown from the fall. You get on campus, you're preparing for this historic season. What are the mindsets going into it? And then we'll fast forward up into that first meet. But for now, let's talk about what the fall preparation was like.
I feel like at the beginning, we had 17 athletes who have never done acrobatics and tumbling except for our one junior. So it was a lot of teaching. And I personally didn't really have – I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't know what I was really getting myself into. But, yeah, it was a lot of just – sitting back and teaching all of our girls like basics. Like our first tumbling day, we did handstands and cartwheels. Like it was basics, and then we just slowly got better and better each practice.
I think also like during the fall, we were trying also to figure out how each person worked, like as an individual and then as an athlete as well. So it was mostly just trying to like work with each other, trying to learn like this crazy sport that most of us have never even heard, and then as well as learning how to like act with each other as friends versus like teammates. And then I think once we figured out how like everyone kind of works, everyone treats each other, that's when we started to kind of build as a team. And then a lot of like the acros or the tumbling started to get easier as well. Like we started to get stronger too. So
we go up and you kind of talk about a sport that maybe not a lot of people are familiar with or not had heard of, but right before our first meet, you guys kind of gave a little bit of a display. It was a packed gym. What was the mindset? You see this packed gym. What were your thoughts going into it? And from both perspectives. Coach, we'll start with you.
Well, they had really wide eyes looking at me the whole time for that first performance. And I think what and my goal was to get them in front of a crowd competing in our sport, showing off our skills so that they can more so get the jitters out. It wasn't necessarily about the crowd knowing what we were doing, which was also helpful for the first meet, but for them to put all of the events in order, to know what events they're in, to what it's going to be like, what the timing is going to be like, and just get them more comfortable so that our first meet wasn't our like first day out on the mat. So they were pretty nervous, and I will say that performance wasn't as good as it could have been, right? Because then if you came to our first meet, anybody who saw that, it was like, wow, what happened? That was way different. And I was like, well, yeah, this is the second time. So that was really kind of the goal there. And they even said after, like, I'm glad we did that. Like, now this, it was way easier. It was more like less nerves the second meet, and it was more adrenaline at that point. So it was super helpful to be able to do that first.
And like you mentioned, that second time out, that was only a couple days after that performance. So it was about, what, a 48-hour turnaround, something along those lines. And just talking about getting comfortable with the whole setup. I mean, on my end, too, it was huge just knowing, all right, these are where the tables go. This is where we'll sit here. This is where the camera will go. Just from that perspective, it was very helpful. And that first day, or that first meet, I should say, I think it might be fair to say everyone may have been nervous or more riddled with anxiety. Like, hey, let's get on the mat. Let's do it. Let's get this show, you know, going here. Talk about the emotions right before that first meet, right before the names are read out, right before that very first event. You know, how's everyone feeling? Guys, we'll start with you.
I think I was feeling pretty nervous, but also I think it was the most important thing was like trying to teach a lot of our teammates that we have to compete as a team. Like a lot of us came from gymnastics, which is a very individual sport. And so with acrobatics and tumbling, like you have to rely on your teammates and you have to be there for each other. So I think it was like trying to calm everyone down. And then like, obviously I was feeling extremely scared, nervous. Like I didn't want to fall, you know, but I think it was more of just being there as a team instead of like being there individually.
Like throughout the fall, we had a lot of support from, you know, like professors we had or like staff around the campus, but to actually see everyone that was supporting us actually like in one place was kind of cool. And I just remember turning to, I don't know who I turned to, Tori probably, and I was just like, oh my gosh, people actually care. And I think that was a super cool moment.
coaching your first meet at Mars Hill, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I was excited, mainly because I hadn't coached since exactly 2 years ago today, I think is when, like, COVID shut us everything down. So I saw that on my Facebook memories today, and I was like, that's so funny. So coaching my first meet since March of 2020, there was a lot of things I had to refresh my memory on with the scoring system and kind of the rules and everything like that. But it was really exciting going from the first performance to figuring out how each of them handles pressure. Because in practice, it's a little bit different. But when we have a crowd, it was like, wow. We might have some girls make mistakes that they never you know, have mistakes with, and things like that. So learning how to, like, navigate that. And then I think in the first performance, we lost one of our important bases in the first event, right? And we figured out. So with that performance, it was kind of like, guys, the crowd has no idea what you're supposed to be doing. We can put anything out there, and they don't know. So, like, don't worry if we don't have two pyramids in this event. We're going to have two pyramids in 3 days at the meet. And they're like, you're right. Like, no one has any idea what they're watching. So we kind of water some things down because we lost that base, and the crowd has no idea. They're just like, that's cool, and they're just clapping their hands, you know. So then for the next meet, we didn't have any injuries the first event, so it was a lot. It was a lot easier to handle. But then, like, learning how each of them needs to be motivated in a meet, or how what they need, like, if they need to be standing alone, or if they need big hugs, if they need high fives, you know, things like that, was really exciting, because each athlete does take corrections differently, and each athlete needs something else at different times. And I think now that we're almost halfway through the season, we have 3 meets left. I think all of them know now, like, when they need to start warming something up, or when it's going to be more beneficial for them to do this, where I don't have to necessarily tell them each thing to do. So that's gotten a little more exciting. Like, last meet, I kind of sat back and I let them kind of, like, lead each other and talk to each other. And that's cool to kind of see that transpire through the season.
We mentioned we're halfway through the season already, which is kind of crazy to think about, because it just started in February, but already halfway through. Was supposed to have a road meet versus a manual early on, but that's been rescheduled to the end of the month. The first 4 meets are at home. How does that feel as a team, knowing you have that home support for your first 4 events in program history, rather than maybe having that one at home and then one on the road and the differing crowds?
I think, like, when we first started competing, or, like, when we first realized that we were going to have that, like, the first couple home and then that one away, like, I think it was more nerve-wracking, just because, like, when you're away, your team goes first. So, like, the away team goes first. So I think it was just, like, that's kind of what we were most nervous for. Like, none of us really know how a meet works yet. Like, we're, like Coach said, we're starting to, like, figure that out. And I think, like, going to a home, or, like, going to an away meet and then, like, going first, like, I think would have put a lot of pressure on us. So having these 4 in a row home meets kind of gave us, like, a sense of, like, oh, we can do this, and, like, we actually know what's going to happen at meets. So, like, now we can go to our next meet, or, like, our next away meet, and then the one with the manual later, and be, like, confident and be like, okay, yeah, we can actually go first, we can hit and, like, do well.
I think it's been super nice to be on the comfort of our own gym and our own mats, but I also am kind of excited to be able to go first at an away meet, because you don't get to watch the other team first, so I feel like it's going to knock off a lot of nerves to begin with.
Just being able to get out there first and kind of get your stuff laid out, and then you can kind of breathe easier going into the second event. Before we look ahead to Thursday, I want to talk to you guys. I kind of ask every athlete that comes on, what was it about this sport growing up, or this aspect of the sport growing up, that you said, this is what I want to pursue in my collegiate career?
So I started off in, like, second grade, probably. I was actually kind of late, and I started with gymnastics, and I loved it. And then going into high school, I wanted to cheer, and so I did sideline cheer through the school. Decided I hated it, didn't like that. So I went to all-star cheer, which is where you're the sport, basically. And I loved that. And I actually was ready to give it up. I was ready to, you know, be a normal student. I've never done that before, but I was ready to, like, try it. And then Coach Shelby reached out to me, and I started watching YouTube videos about it. And I was like, oh, well, you know, I can't not do this. Like, if I hate it, I leave. But thank goodness I have grown to absolutely love acrobatics and tumbling.
I think for me, it's kind of the same way. Like, I first started gymnastics, and I was a firm believer that I was going to go to college for gymnastics, but it just, as I got older, the more injuries I started having, and it was time to give up gymnastics. And kind of like what Alexa said, I went through all-star cheerleading, and then I knew that I wanted to do acro, just because my older sister, she did 4 years of acro with actually Coach Shelby at her older school. So I think it was just kind of like, I already knew Coach Shelby since I was very young, you know, and then I watched my sister go through 4 years of acrobatics and tumbling. So I was like, well, I have the background of gymnastics and cheerleading, and I already know the coach, so might as well join the sport.
Coach, we fast forward to this week. Again, it's the final home meet of the 2022 season. It's our first ever tri meet. We're hosting Coker and Lander at 6 p.m. inside Chambers Gym. Aside from one extra team, what is the biggest difference from a dual meet to a tri meet, especially from a coaching perspective?
The time. It takes a long time. And I will say this season, and again, I haven't coached since 2020, like through a season, but the first meet, you know, it was kind of slow, and I was like, it's not normally going to be this slow. Like, as the season goes on, it gets faster. And then it seems to have not really gotten faster. So I think our last meet took, like, almost 2 hours. 2 hours, maybe a little more. So tri-meet, I mean, that was only two teams. So tri-meet is going to take a little bit longer. But it is actually a lot more exciting. There's a lot more energy kind of in the room when there's three teams. And also you have more fans, whether that's our fans or that's Coker's fans or Lander's fans, because they're not all super far away. So you're going to have a lot more people in the gym. So those, all the chairs are probably going to be filled, especially because it's our last home meet. So hopefully we can get a lot of students in. But as far as, like, our preparation for it, I think now, like, we're finally – realizing, like, okay, these are all the things, and we've gotten cleaner and cleaner throughout the season, but these are all the things that we needed to clean up. And you know, Coker and Lander aren't the type of teams that are necessarily going to beat us really badly, they are more established teams, and they've been around for a little bit longer, so it's not going to be necessarily an easy meet or anything like that. But I think we finally figured out where we can get the most points and where we can play to most of our strengths, it's going to be an exciting meet. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Say, I know I'm certainly looking forward to it. Try meet, you know, first in program history. Limestone was the first meet in program history. Has it really sunk into you guys that you're legit making school history? Like, has that really sunk in yet, or is it still one of these – let's get through the season and let it sink in the summer, maybe.
I think, like, after the first meet with Limestone, it was really like, wow, like, we actually just competed for the very first time at Marshall University for the acrobatics and tumbling team. Like, it kind of really hit me. But then also, like, we're so focused on season right now and, like, kind of cleaning up what we're doing and, like, learning all these skills that it's, like, it still really hasn't, like, hit me yet. And then I think, like, after, like, Emmanuel, like, when we're fully done with our first season, I think that's when it's really going to be like, wow, like, you just competed for the very first time at Marshall University for acrobatics and tumbling. So I don't know, I'm pretty excited to kind of like have that feeling of being like, wow, like, I made history here.
Yeah, it didn't really hit me until after our first meet. I was laying in bed about to go to sleep, and I was on Instagram, and every single Mars Hill page basically had something to say about our meet, or something to say about how we did such a great job, or this, that, and the other. And I think that's when it kind of, like, really hit me that, like, people care about what we're doing. People care about what we're here to do. Like, it's not just something here. Like, people know what it is. People know the girls on the team. And so I think that is super cool, and that's something that is going to stay with me forever.
Coach, how do you feel about it? Like you said, you haven't coached for 2 years. You had a brand new program. How do you feel about this season so far?
Yeah, well, I will say I told myself 2 or 3 years ago, I will never build another program. And then I did it. I will say this team, these girls individually, they are the most talented first-year team I've ever seen, probably since, like, Converse and their first team. They had a really – I think Converse, their first year, went to national championship. That's the last team I've seen in their first season have the talent that we have. And every coach that we've gone against, veteran coaches, whatever it is, the Trine coach was like, your girls are really, really strong. You're really, really talented. And just hoping that they understand and believe that is kind of my goal. And then taking that forward for their next, you know, 3 years in college and being like, okay, yeah, you're really talented and you started this. Regardless if we win or lose, we go to conference championships, it doesn't matter. The name that's on the front of your jersey is more important than the number on the back, right? And it's about what we're doing and how we're making it happen and all the trials we have to go through to do it, right? Injuries every single week, first year program stuff that, you know, we have to work through, which they've been awesome, have been troopers and kind of stepped up and taken on to new roles when we have had injuries the day before a meet, the week of a meet, whatever it is. So, yeah, I mean, I think just remembering all those things, and then when they're seniors and they're like, hey, remember our first year when we had like 4 concussions in 2 weeks? Like things like that that happen that aren't going to stop happening, you know, especially when you have a larger roster. You know, that stuff isn't such a big deal as it is right now. So, you know, really exciting to be able to look back and reflect on all of those, the hardships we went through to get through this season the first time.
I say, you already have a ton of stories, and we're only halfway through the season. Yeah. So you still have another half to go. Yeah. We'll certainly have to catch up here at the end. But again, Thursday, March 17th. First ever try meet versus Coker and Lander at 6 p.m. inside Chambers Gymnasium. We hope that anyone listening is able to come out and support the team, fill the gym. It's a really cool environment, and genuinely speaking, it's one of my favorite events to cover here on campus just because it's full of energy nonstop. It's a really good time. So I'm really excited and really happy for everything that you guys have done thus far, and continually looking forward to how you guys improve. Thank you guys for taking the time to do this. I know you guys are very busy with school and practice, et cetera, but thank you very much for doing this. Looking forward to it. And we wish you the best of luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Thank you.